With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we are still at the kitchen table at the in-laws for the holidays. And guess what? Maybe it brought us good luck. We had a winning day for us on the podcast. We hit the NFL wager on the Titans. We hit Central Florida over Florida. And then we just barely cashed our ticket in the NBA. But you know what? When we lose by one, it doesn't help us. But when we win by one, it helped us. Yeah, we'll take a one-point victory for once. So we got that one home. We did lose on North Texas in the Frisco Bowl. We had Weber State get crushed again at home in College Hoops. Not sure what's wrong with them, but yeah, we lost that ticket again. And then St. John's got canceled because of COVID. So when you add it all together, we made $72.70 of profit yesterday. So I did spend a couple hours handicapping the Hawaii Bowl for tonight between Memphis and Hawaii, but that game has been canceled. So just so my research doesn't go completely to waste, officially for the record, I was going to play the Rainbow Warriors plus the points, but they're not going to play the game. So no plays for me on the podcast today. First time ever. I will likely play the Red Star on the puck line in the Russian Hockey League to have action, but that's not an official podcast play. I'm also looking at some of these Moscow table tennis lines. Looks like 30 good betting opportunities out there, but I've never watched an event in my life, so that could be a little bit of a stretch. What I do want to spend a couple minutes here on the podcast talking about, though, is the rest of the college football bowl season. So one thing to keep in mind when it comes to betting college football, you're trying to find the team with motivation. And ultimately, that typically means just pick the winner. And we saw that tonight with Central Florida. They were the 7-point underdog. Not only did they cover the spread, but they won the game outright. And so far, the winning team has covered 11 of the 14 bowl games so far. The only teams to win and not cover the spread have been Army, Fresno State, and Coastal Carolina. Other than that, if you pick the winner, you cashed 11 different times out of the 14 bowl games. So when we look at it by a conference level, what we're looking for are some trends. Can we take an advantage of something as the bowl season goes on? Because sometimes we find a conference has been undervalued. Sometimes we see them overvalued. Now, early on, the Power Five conferences, not enough action to know yet, but some of the smaller conferences were starting to get a feel on things. In the American, they're 2-0 so far with four games to go. Tulsa beat Old Dominion. UCF beat Florida. They still have East Carolina playing Boston College. They have Houston playing Auburn. They have SMU playing Virginia. And, of course, in the big one, they have Cincinnati playing Alabama. So we'll see how that one kind of goes here in the next couple games. But you could see a little bit of a domino effect if we see the conference was undervalued. Meanwhile, in the MAC, well, we got burned today. We tried to go against the MAC because the MAC was 0-4 coming into today. They finally got a win with Miami of Ohio, beating North Texas. But there's still three betting opportunities if you want to fade the MAC with me. Ball State plays Georgia State, Western Michigan plays Nevada, and Central Michigan plays Boise State. The MAC at 1-4, I'll tell you right now, I'm more than likely going to be fading them in those final three bowl games. The Mountain West on the opposite end of that spectrum, they're 4-0 so far. Fresno State beat UTEP, Utah State upset Oregon State, Wyoming beat Kent State, and San Diego State covered against UTSA. So 4-0 straight up in the conference. They still have three opportunities to go, that being Nevada against Western Michigan, Air Force against Louisville, and Boise State against Central Michigan. So that's how the Mountain West is looking. In the Pac-12, they've only played one game. That was Oregon State losing. They still have five to go. I'm going to watch that one closely, though, because I may want to fade the Pac-12 late in the bowl season if the next couple games go as I think they might. The SEC is an interesting story potentially developing. Now, I've always had an SEC bias. I think a lot of people do. Great conference. We know that. But the SEC has lost their first two bowl games this year. Missouri lost to Army. Florida lost to UCF. You can say programs in disarray, lots of stuff going on. I get that. But the SEC, 2020, went 7-2 in bowl games, only lost two for the entire bowl season. 2019, went 8-2 in bowl games, only lost two for the entire bowl season. And this year, they've already lost two. So watch closely the next few. Auburn against Houston, Mississippi State against Texas Tech, South Carolina against North Carolina. Maybe the SEC was a little weaker than we thought, especially probably at the bottom half of the conference. So it could be an opportunity if you want to fade the SEC for once. Not normally advised, but this year, maybe it would work out. So we'll be watching the SEC closely. Then finally in the Sun Belt, they're 2-1 so far. Coastal won against Northern Illinois. Louisiana beat Marshall. App State lost to Western Kentucky. Still one to go there. Georgia State against Ball State. I already know I'm going to play Georgia State. But, yeah, another conference with one more game to go. So just wanted to talk bowl season just quickly there. And once again, 11 of 14 winning teams have covered so far this bowl season. So I do want to say happy holidays to all of you as you celebrate the season, if you celebrate the season. But I do greatly appreciate the feedback, the emails, and the thousands of listeners each day to this podcast. It means the world to me. So thank you again for listening to the podcast. I hope each of you has a wonderful day today. And as always, don't chase money. Manage that bankroll, have fun, and let's cash some future tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.